We'll report next on the communications of birds. They're considered the premier singers of the animal world, but there is a tropical bird that does not sing very well. Instead, it makes amazing percussion sounds with its wings. That's the mating call of the manakin. A biologist from Cornell University has recorded these sounds and figured out the bird's secret. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
Charles Darwin knew about manakins. He saw drawings of these small, colorful birds from Central and South America. Some of the feathers had an odd shape. Odder still, naturalists claim the bird used the feathers to make weird noises. Now, a century and a half later, biologists have figured out how the bird does it and why.
That's definitely popcorn.
Popcorn is how ornithologist Kim Bostwick describes the call of Manicus candii. When the male wants a mate, he clears out a patch of forest floor between some branches.
When the male sees a female approaching, he lands on one of these perches, and he starts to leap between them at an alarming rate. And every time he jumps between two saplings, he makes that wing snap sound. So while you're hearing snap, 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 what's happening is this bird is bouncing around on the forest floor like a maniac.
When these maniacs gather in a group, they sound off for passing females like players in a boy band. Bostwick says the birds make these sounds by rapidly smacking together feathers that have a hollow shaft, kind of the way humans clap. There are 40 species of manakin and many variations on the drumming theme. Bostwick and fellow ornithologist Richard Frum at Yale University have recorded many of them. One was especially strange, Machaeropterus deliciosus, the same bird that puzzled Darwin. The shaft on a few of its secondary feathers, the ones closest to the body, had a bizarre shape.
It's more like a baseball bat, where the part of the feather that attaches to the bird is the handle of the bat, and the thick, fat part on the end is the tip of the feather. And they're hollow. So that's basically the instrument.
Different instrument and different music.
One species, the clubwing manakin, the sound that it made was uniquely musical or tonal. It wasn't just snap. It was hmm. And it's hard to understand or imagine how a bird could possibly make a sound like that.
Bostwick took her camera and recorder to the rainforests of Ecuador to find out. She soon encountered a group of males.
And you can hear that tick, tick, ding. So apparently I had really caused a stir by walking into this territory.
Her high-speed camera captured the bird in action.
Imagine that the wings are open in like a soaring position. Now tip the wings up. So you're seeing the top surface of the wing pointing forward. And this is where you see those feathers going knock, 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 knock at about 110 cycles a second, which basically blows any other bird or vertebrate wing or limb movement out of the water. It's super fast.
That wing flapping explained the tick-tick, but how did the bird make that final humming ting? It didn't sound percussive, and when Bostwick measured its frequency, it came in at about 1,400 cycles per second. That's about 14 times as fast as the wing beats she filmed. It didn't add up. The answer lay at the tip of two of the bird's feather shafts. One had a row of seven tiny ridges, like a washboard. The little feather next to it tapered into something that resembled a guitar pick.
Every time that bird is knocking the feathers together, that little feather is sliding over the tip of the feather next to it and going bump, 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 seven times on the way in, bump, 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 seven times on the way out. And that sets up vibrations in that hollow shaft of that fat feather, and boom, you've got a sound at 1,400 cycles a second.
Writing in the journal Science, Bostwick and Prum note that lots of birds have grown colorful feathers or learned elaborate song and dance routines to attract mates, but only the manakin has turned its body into a percussion instrument. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.